Hello, this is Deja Thomas reviewing Alan from Books and Other Found Things for History 225 Oral History Interview Assignment. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yes, I am Alan Robinson, owner of Books and Other Found Things, along with my sweet wife, Nancy B. King Robinson. We have had this bookstore for just about exactly 4 years now. And that is that.
Okay. Well, my first question is, so like you said, it's been open for about 4 years. So you guys were the original owners?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we started from scratch with our own collection of books and bookcases and things. And here it is.
How many books did you guys start out with?
We probably had in our collection somewhere around 15,000 or so. Oh, yeah. And now in the store there's somewhere probably around 25,000 books.
Oh my goodness. How did you guys start that collection? Was it from like childhood on, or did you just
ever since Nancy and I as little kids figured out what books were. We were both kind of in love with them and had been collecting them. Some of them show the signs of having a little kid being in love with them. Pretty much. Oh,
that's nice. Okay. So did you have like a favorite bookstore growing up that kind of inspired you?
Oh, that's a good question. I was growing up, I was always intrigued with both kind of used bookstores and like thrift stores, secondhand stores, things like that mm-hmm. you could buy. I mean, I always liked used books more than I liked new books. Okay. I mean, there was a new bookstore that we would go to whenever we went to town, the Honolulu Bookstore, something like that. Not sure it exists anymore, but I think it might. But of course, I wouldn't refuse a trip to it, you know, if the family was going. It was like, yeah, I'm there. But for the most part, once I was able to roam on my own a little bit, I wandered around the little town that we lived in, and there were a couple of thrift stores, and I would, you know, the books there were in my price range too, mm-hmm. which was helpful.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we had a library that was like, definitely within walking distance of where we lived. So I would get, you know, bunches of books from the library mm-hmm. too.
Did you have like a preference between either, or you just liked books?
I just liked books, and I'm one of those people that kind of goes through different kinds of books. There was a long time where I was way into science fiction and read all of the, you know, everything I could get my hands on that was science fiction and kind of fiction, nonfiction. You know, I kind of seemed to go through kind of different periods. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh, I'm mysteries, you know, and I'm mm-hmm. all about reading different mysteries. But pretty much, pretty wide ranging, eclectic interest mm-hmm. as far as what I like to read and what we've collected over the years, I think.
So I know you mentioned Honolulu.
Yeah. We lived in across the mountain in Kailua, okay. Hawaii, on the island of Oahu, for those that are geographically.
Yeah.
which was like, if you grew up in Hawaii, going to Honolulu, which is like 15 miles away, it's like a day adventure.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, well, being on an island. That seemed like you were going a long ways, you know, over the mountain and to the big city. So it's like, you know, pack a lunch.
Yeah. So when you mentioned we, is that you and your wife, or did you grow up there?
I grew up. I was born and raised there.
Oh, really?
So I lived there till I was, till I was 17, and then I moved to Wyoming.
Okay.
Met my dear wife in Wyoming, and then she was from Virginia, so we moved to Virginia for a while, and then we moved back to Hawaii, then we moved back to Virginia.
Oh, and then you just settled here. Is that why you guys decided to choose here to open?
Well, our son and his wife live here in Leesburg, so that's how we ended up in this specific town. And the way the bookstore came to be, we owned a lot of books and things. I mean, we shipped literally a shipping container full of books and bookcases and some other stuff back from Hawaii with us. So we had all of these books and things. And I was walking down the street here on Loudoun Street one day and noticed this building was empty and available for rent, and thought, Wouldn't it, that's a cool old building. Wouldn't it be happy as a bookstore? And it seemed like it was in a pretty decent location as far as the town goes. And, they always say as far as retail, location. This is not the greatest, but not the worst either,
Far
as downtown Leesburg goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I noticed the building, went home to Nancy and said, what do you think? You know, I saw a building that we could open a little bookstore in. And we decided, we'll start the process. And if things kind of fall into place, then we'll have a bookstore. And if they don't, we haven't really lost anything.
Yeah.
So we did. And, we were lucky that the landlord of the building was willing and, kind of all the things fell into place, and so here we are 4 years later, and pretty happily puttering along.
So how do you guys keep growing your collection? Do you receive donations? Do you go out and fund them?
Pretty much almost every way that you could think of, except, we don't go around stealing books from anybody that we're aware of, but people bring books in. Like, there's a lot of people as they grow older, they're downsizing. Mm-hmm. So people will call and say, I got five boxes of books, and we're either moving or we're downsizing or something like that, and do you want them? And at this point, I still say yes, though. it's like, to me, it's almost like having too many books. We have more books than we have space for, which I like to think is a good problem to have. that happens some. There are people that wander in and want to sell their books to me, and I'm pretty picky about what I'm willing to spend money on, because it's a pretty finite resource that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that if we had started this store and done, kind of the business plan that you always look at, you should have, X number of months or X number of years worth of finances in the bank or, all that, we wouldn't be here. I mean, we pretty much spent all the money that we had to, get the rent and get the utilities and buy the few things that we needed to get up and running, and have been doing okay. It pays its own way at this point.
Okay.
And so from what I hear, that's not bad in 4 years at this point.
Yeah.
in the world of small retail stores. So there are people that come in and want to sell books. Occasionally I buy them. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I say no thanks, or mm-hmm. like there was somebody that came in yesterday and wanted to sell me a bunch of books that, you know, I could go out and go to, I mean, there's a bunch of nice thrift stores in Leesburg. Mm-hmm. So, you know, kind of there are books just sitting out there waiting for me to go and scout and, you know, kind of pick the ones that I want. You know, nice folks, but they wanted like, you know, probably five times more than I can get the books somewhere else for. So it's kind of hard to justify.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and I go out scouting books. Not as much right now, because like I said, I have more books that I know what to do with. But you know, there was always certain books that, you know, I just can't find enough copies of. Okay. So I'll go and look. You know, I'm kind of more and more focused when I go out looking for books. But yeah, gathering the books is not the issue at this point. It's you know, trying to get more people in the door, mm-hmm. and once they get in, getting more of them to actually spend some money, which is you know, a challenge that any retail store has.
Mm-hmm. So the customers that do come in, is there like specific age ranges that they come in, or like regulars?
Not really. I mean, I think that because the title of the store is Books mm-hmm. and Other Found Things, there's like some self-selection that happens before people come into the store. You know, there are people that have absolutely no interest in books, and you know, occasionally I'll see somebody take a couple of steps in and it's like, ah, and they'll run back out again. but in part that's why we named the store Books and Other Found Things, is because we wanted people that weren't really interested in books to feel like, oh, maybe I ought to go in and see what those other things are, which does happen. Yeah, mm-hmm. I hear from, you know, people say, well, I wanted to see what the other found things were.
Yeah.
So that seems to help, and it, you know, it helps us, you know, pay the bills every month. We sell a little bit of the other stuff too. Primarily we sell books, but other things also. So I think there's some self-selection that happens, but we get, I mean, really people of all ages. There are, you know, infants in little infant carriers and in mm-hmm. strollers that come in, all the way up to, you know, senior citizens and, you know, with walkers and stuff like that. That, you know, it's a little bit, being an old building, it's a little challenging for folks that have some sort of you know, movement disability or handicap or whatever, just because mm-hmm. there are steps that you have to get in, and you know, little steps all over the building and things. Mm-hmm. And, people of all ages, and there, you know, I know that there are a number of kids of different ages that when their family comes to town, you know, their choice is, I want to go to the bookstore. Yeah. So part of the coming to town is going to the bookstore, which is pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. So what are the other found things that you guys
Well, see? Pretty much anything that you see that is not a book. So there are, you know, there's stuffed animals, you know, pottery. We have 20 plus artists and craftspeople that have stuff here in the store that are pretty much local folks. So there's, you know, art on the wall. There's pottery. There's you know, piggy banks, little pirates. We have some puzzles. We have games. You know, pretty much anything that I can find that I think may be of interest to somebody, mm-hmm. and that, you know, if I can buy it at a low enough price that I can then make a little bit of money with it, I get it and see what happens. And mm-hmm. seems like, you know, given enough time, somebody comes in and is interested in pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. So
So, do you have a favorite genre of book now? I know you said you go into phases.
Do I personally? Probably my favorite is still probably children's books. I mean, I still like kids' picture books and fairy tales and fables and those sorts of things. And they usually don't have a lot of writing, so I can actually read them.
Yeah.
I have found since opening the bookstore, I've had less time to read than I've had at pretty much any other time in my life. Because there's always, you know, I mean, pretty much I run the store by myself. So whenever I'm here, there's always something that I could or should be doing.
Yeah.
So it's, you know. It's hard to carve out time to actually sit in and read a book. I actually, for a while, was kind of giving myself enforced reading time, and also trying to read authors and things that I hadn't read before, to kind of expand my knowledge base a little bit. But I still read the kids' books every once in a while.
No shame. I do too. So have you seen like a difference in the place that like bookstores have held since like you've been going to a bookstore since you were younger till now?
Oh yeah. You know, I mean, it's, I've both, you know, seen it before we opened this store. I mean, we used to, before we moved to Hawaii and then moved back to Virginia, we lived in Virginia down in Charlottesville. And, you know, I remember when the I don't remember if it was a Barnes & Noble or a Borders, but one of the big bookstores came to town, and there was a really nice independent bookstore that was a new bookstore, and they basically said, you know, we're not even going to try. We're just going to, you know, once they open up, we're shutting down, and you know, we're pretty much done, and you know. That I'm aware of that happening lots of different places. Kind of the big stores came in, and a lot of the little independent stores couldn't compete or didn't feel like they could compete or whatever. But they shut down. You know, I think used bookstores are in a kind of a different little niche. So a number of them survived in Charlottesville. But even there, you know, it's challenging. And then Amazon came into the world, which added a whole different level of competition. And you know, there's Amazon, and there's all sorts of other, you know, kind of book consolidator sites on the web that, you know, different, and a lot of bookstores use them to their benefit, because instead of being dependent on somebody walking in the door, if you list it online, you know, you're, you know, opening up your, you know, potential customer base to the world. So for some bookstores it's been a boon, for others not. There's a Yahoo group that I belong to that's a group of, I think it's like 400 independent bookstore owners that, you know, they're all over the world. And when we first opened this store, it seemed like every week or two, there were two or three stores that were saying, you know, I'm done. I can't just ignore that and stop. Yeah, they just couldn't make it and were shutting down. And that seems like that's slowed down in the last year or so.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if it's, I think part of it is a number of bookstores have figured out how to use, you know, Amazon to help their their sales a little bit. Like I don't list much stuff online, but I've sold a few books through Amazon that, you know, I don't know, it would have been years and years before somebody walked in the door and was willing to, like, I sold a set of, you know, kind of an esoteric set of books for, like, I think it was like $600 or something like that, that, you know, waiting for somebody to come in and get them would have been, but putting them online, there weren't that many of them listed, and, you know, it took like 4 or 6 months, but I sold them.
And, yeah, faster than,
you know,
having them sitting here. Great.
And that was pretty nice. So I'm slowly, I'm adding a few more things online, but not a whole lot. But the other thing I've heard from other bookstore owners is that it seems like, you know, like when we opened this store was right when the Kindles and the e-readers were pretty new, and so, you know, it was new and novel, and everybody was excited about them. And I think over the last 4 years, people have been sorting themselves out as far as, you know, whether the Kindle is really going to be their reading medium or not. And I hear more and more people come in, and, you know, one of the comments I hear a lot is, you know, I look at a computer screen all day long, so the last thing I want to do to relax is look at another computer screen. I remember one customer came into the store, kind of looked around and went, oh, all my friends are here. And I think, you know, there's like an emotional connection that people have with a physical book that with an e-reader, I don't think you're ever going to have.
Yeah.
I mean, you might, the words are going to be the same. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people that travel a lot and they're like, you know, I love my e-reader because I can take a whole library with me.
Right.
Where when I used to travel a lot, and, you know, I'd have like a bag of clothes and a bag of books, and you know, I could see where that would be pretty handy.
Yeah.
But the other thing I've heard from other bookstore owners is that people are starting to, there are more and more people that want to kind of look, touch, and smell whatever the book before they buy it, instead of buying it online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've had, and I buy some books online also to fill in, you know, different holes and things. And, you know, I've had experiences where I've gotten a book that was supposedly in, you know, very good condition, and it looked like it had been, you know, just come out of a mud puddle or something like that. And, you know, so you can have kind of, you know, a number of negative experiences, and then it's kind of like, you know, I'd really like to kind of look at it before I put some money down on it. So it's been an interesting time to kind of, you know, it seems like there's this change that's happening, and also in the 4 years that we've been here, you know, Borders disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Barnes & Noble is kind of shifting whatever its business plan is to, I don't quite know what, but doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is opened its first bricks and mortar bookstore in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're kind of going the other way.
Yeah.
it's been a really interesting time to kind of be a part and observe the changes that seem to be happening, you know. And people do seem to, I think it would be really challenging to be a new bookstore right now, and to be independent and not have, you know, corporate big pockets to depend on, because I think, you know, then you really are, you're competing with Amazon and all of those other folks. You know, if it's a brand new book, there's, you know, unless you've created some sort of emotional connection with your customers, there's no reason for them to come to you and buy it, as opposed to going, you know, getting it online somewhere. And And you're also, you know, you're competing with the grocery stores and the drug stores and the Costco's and the Targets and all of those places. But I think with used books, one, you can offer them at a fair price where you can make a little bit of money that's less than somebody's going to have to pay for a brand new book, mm-hmm. usually. And, you know, depending on how old it is, you know, you get books back into the, you know, the 1920s and earlier, and, you know, people fall in love with, like, the handwriting that people had when they would write a little something in the front of the book. Mm-hmm. You know, people had really nice handwriting, and there are people that makes the books for them, you know. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that kind of like me think that you know, books have kind of this life of their own, and that they should be kind of going from person to person to person, and that you know, they kind of outlive us in some ways. So, you know, then there are other folks that come in and they, you know, they're kind of doing their window shopping. You can see them with their little phone, and they're looking at a book and checking it out on mm-hmm. Amazon, and you know, got that one for a better price than I got it from you.
And, yeah,
you know, what yes. you're gonna do?
Yeah,
I don't actually see that many people doing that. And I think, I mean, a lot of times, especially with pricier books, I can kind of look at what they're selling for on Amazon, and mm-hmm. I can usually price them at that or a little bit less, so mm-hmm. that, you know, you look it up online, it's like, oh,
yeah,
that's a reasonable deal, which is kind of nice. I mean, there's some stuff that, you know, I can't compete with the folks that are selling books for a penny,
right?
You know, yeah. And not really trying to compete with them either.
Yeah. So. Do you still have a small book collection at home?
I do not.
You do not?
I do not. My wife does. Nancy mm-hmm. has. I mean, she, when we first opened the store, her theory was we needed to have two copies of everything, one for ourselves and one for the store. Mm-hmm. So, but my own personal feeling is that all of these books mm-hmm. are my books.
Right.
You know, so I don't. And I also find there are not that many books that if I sell it, I can't replace with either a similar or a copy in better condition, or a mm-hmm. copy that's a first edition, or a copy that's a signed edition, or, you know, if I really want it, get something that is as good or better than the book mm-hmm. that I had. I mean, there are some that, I mean, there are probably two or three books that I've kept aside that were, like, you know, like I have a copy of Walden that was my grandfather's. It has a nice little leather cover to it, and I still have that. But yeah, otherwise, and I spend most of my time here, so mm-hmm. it's, you know, more convenient to have all my books with me.
Right. I think that's all for my questions.
That's all your questions?
I think so. It was really nice talking to you.
Well, good talking to you also.
We'll definitely come back and look.